Idol Radio Show Flashback.
Now, here we all know about, well, most of you should already know about this Spitzer probe. Now, well, let me just read a little bit from this article. Governor Elliot Spitzer's role in a prostitution scandal grew out of a public corruption inquiry triggered by his movement of large amount of cash from several bank accounts to one that operated by a call girl ring. Governor Elliot Spitzer's role in a prostitution scandal grew out of public corruption inquiry triggered by movements of large amounts of cash from several bank accounts to one that is operated by a call girl ring, the law enforcement said on Tuesday. Now, anybody ever wonder why law enforcement would be able to pinpoint an account as one by that's operated by a call girl ring? Like, they can actually say, you put money. No, they wouldn't say it like that. You put money. I don't like that one. Hang on a second. Let me get my sound effect.
Testing, testing.
All right. They would say something like,
you put money, sir, into an account of a call girl ring. We know who owns that account.
Now, what type of investigation needed to go into knowing that this is it belongs to a call girl ring? That's a lot of investigation that happened there. That's a lot of information that's known. Why is the account still open? Why is the company still intact? Clearly, there's a bigger agenda there. Clearly, they didn't want to maybe go in sooner. I don't know. It's just like saying, you put money in a dope dealer's account. You put money in the account of the largest gang in L.A. They've got an accounting system, and you put money in it. Now, the fact that you know that means that you know a lot more about that, and they still have free movement of the money. You're just watching them movement. Would you also watch dead bodies being carried back and forth from one place to another in order to get more evidence on a serial killer? Would you let that happen? I'm not even suggesting that they wouldn't. I'm asking a question. I don't know. I don't know how far this thing goes. That's what I'm getting at. I don't know. The law enforcement official said that Spitzer had to sneak past his state police detail to go to her room. You don't sneak past your snake. What your state detail? What was he doing? Walking, sticking his head out of the door, throwing a banana in one direction, and when they went to go investigate it, he tiptoed into the next room. Is that how he snuck past? I mean, it evokes in your mind something out of a comedy show, like an Amos and Andy type of a situation, or some kind of cartoon character like a Tom and Jerry. He had to sneak past. That's like President Bush sneaking out of the White House. Now, this whole thing was brought about because he took money out, I guess like large sums of money, out of a bank, and it just makes you wonder when they take large sums of money out, how much gets noticed. So it made me wonder how much that is. I mean, like, you know, I always have to get to the bottom of things. And it made me wonder how much money can a person take out without it being suspicious, without it being reported or investigated.
Thank you for calling HSBC, the world's local bank. This is Evelyn. How can I help you today?
Hey, Evelyn, I just wanted to ask a question. In opening an account, is there any amount of money that would be too much to put in? Meaning, would it be red flagged if I were to say put in $500,000 at opening?
Definitely. They will ask you what's the source of that money.
Okay, and like, what type of answers would they not accept? I mean, like, would I have to fill out any extra forms?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, so if I
what kind of account are you planning to open?
A checking account.
Yeah, it will. They will definitely. You have to fill up different forms for that because it's, you know, by law, we have to know what is the source of the money.
So if the money was just, if I've just had it for a while and I say I don't remember how I acquired it, then they won't take it?
I'm not sure, sir. It depends on the manager.
Okay, but
it depends on the manager's discretion. They're
gotcha.
Probably going to still, you know, go to the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to, you know, do you have to show proof for that.
Gotcha. Any advice you can give me in doing this?
I'm not really sure. I mean, you know, you can open, you know, but again, you know, that do you have an account with this currently?
No, that's what I was thinking. I guess maybe I'm going about this wrong. What if I open an account with just like $100 and then, you know, like at a certain point, I just deposited that much over, say, a 6 month period of time. I'd say deposit $100,000 a month in cash.
Yeah, that they will monitor your account for that, and they will talk to you about it.
Wow. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, I guess you can't just do that. Ugh, I need to know these things, people. I got $500,000 in cash that I don't need to be the target of an investigation like Governor Elliot Spitzer. I can see it now. Sir Daryl of the Idol Radio Show. All over the news in your local cities. Across the news wire, on the front of USA Today, on the front of the National Frickin' Enquirer, Sir Daryl moves $500,000 in cash. We want to know the source of that money. And the banks won't even help me? Why won't the banks just accept whatever I say? That's what I want, people. Just do what I say.